Today, sharing the Daf Yomi is the Gemara Nazir Daf Lamet Aleph. We begin the beautiful fifth perek. We're learning today Le'ilu Nishmas Morris Grobe, Raphael Mordechai, Bereb Zalman Tzvi HaKohen, and also Lillian Hammer, Leah Bas Rav Yaakov. All the Nishmas we learned for should have an Aliyah from our learning. Okay, we begin the fifth perek at the very bottom of Lamet Omud Beis with the very last line, Beishamai Omrim. Beishamai's opinion is the following. Hektish, toes, hektish. This is a very major shas discussion. The famous machlok between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel as to what is the status of a person who makes an inadvertent consecration. He goes and is makdish something by mistake. So Beis Shammai's opinion is hektish, toes. If you mistakenly made something hektish, it is a valid hektish. The item still is hektish. And we'll explain why in the Gemara. We turn to Lamed Aleph, Omed Aleph. Beis Hillel, Omrim, Beis Hillel disagrees, and they say, no, ain't hektish. This is not, in fact, or the Gears of the Bach is ain't no hektish, it is not hektish. And the Mishnah explains what are examples of Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai disagreeing on whether hektish matos is hektish or not. Beis Shammai again say it is hektish, Beis Hillel say it's not, and we give three examples, and we'll explain why we need to give three examples. So the first example is follows, Ketzad, Omar, if the person were to say, Shor, Shachor, Sheyetze, Mi Beisi, Rishon, if a person says, the black ox that will come out of our house first, we'll have to explain in the Gemara what that means, harehu hektish, this animal should be hektish. And then it turns out that the black ox doesn't come out first, but the yotza lovon, a white ox, comes out first. So is that ox hektish or not? So Bishami Omrim, yes, hektish. And Bishol Omrim, ain't no hektish. Bishol says it's not hektish. Now what are the two possibilities over here? So the Gemara will explain this, but let's look at the top Tosos over here, Ketzad. And Tosos explains, is the Mephashim Gemara, there'll be two ways to explain this in the Gemara, this Milsa. The Beishamai holds the Kamrei Hektish, that it is Hektish, so one could understand it over here when they say the first black ox that comes out and a white ox comes out, is that the white ox is Hektish. Alovankoi, when they say Hektish, the animal is hektish, they mean the white ox that came out first is hektish. Mashma, hektish toes heavy. This is a mistaken hektish because he said the black ox. Nevertheless, this is hektish. The Yesh Lomar, the daito heavy la hektish, mashi yetzimi beisurisha, because his intention was what should come out of the house first. Umash amashocha, that which he said black, lufi sheta, he made a mistake. Or Yesover, and he thought, shashocher yetze risho, that the black ox would come out first. So that was his mistake. Hilkoch, to uso, his mistake, lo yimona esa hektish milochol alashor sheyotza mibetzo risho. But his statement was, the one that comes out first, even though he mistakenly thought it would be the black one, but if it's the white one that came out first, nevertheless, it's hektish. And therefore, his statement that it came out first is the critical factor, vafilu al halovon, chol ha-hektish. And therefore, even though the white one came out first and he said the black one, it nevertheless is hektish. That's one way to look at this. The Yisna Farshi, the Gemara will have a second way of looking at it. Dishor shachor shiyotza achar halovon kadosh. That yes, he said the first black one that comes out, and therefore the white one is not hektish. But then subsequently, when a black one does come out, the first black one that comes out will be hektish. And his words rishon are not going on the first one that comes out, but on the first black one that comes out. Even though that wasn't the first one that came out, it's the first black one that came out. He's referring to the first black one that comes out, as opposed to the other black oxen that he has. And the Gemara will explain, this will be the same machlokas in the second case and in the third case, the case of the dinar that we're about to have, and the case of the chavis, the barrel that we're about to have. These are all the two different ways to understand this. So again, Beis Shammai says it's hektish, and Beis Hillel says it's not. Second case in the Mishnah. Dinar zov shiyale biyodi rishon. He sticks his hand in his pocket, and he says, the first dinar, a coin, that is gold, Dinar Zohav, Shiyala Biyodi, it comes out of my pocket, Rishon first, Harehu Hektish, will be Hektish. And what happens? Instead of a gold coin coming out first, the Olah Shel Kesef, instead a silver dinar comes out first. So is this Hektish or not? So Bishami Omrim Hektish. Bishami says, yes, it's Hektish. Again, the two ways to understand it, either that silver coin is Hektish, or when he ultimately pulls out a gold dinar, so then that will be Hektish, the same two ways that we just understood the Shor Shachor versus the Shor Lovan. Same thing Tosu says applies over here. And in this situation, Beishami Omrim, it's hektish. It is hektish. Beisil Omrim, ain't no hektish. Beisil says, no, it's not hektish. This is hektish betos, and it's not hektish. And the third case in the Mishnah is Chavish Shoyayin. The person says, I'm making hektish a barrel of wine, Shetala Biyodi Rishona, that I'm taking first out of the house. Now, it should be hektish. Hare he hektish. And what happens, instead of a barrel of wine, he takes the also Shoshem, and he took a barrel of oil. And in this situation, Beishami Omrim, it's hektish. It is hektish. Again, the same question. Does it mean that that barrel of oil is hektish, or the next barrel that he brings out, that's wine, that will be hektish? Same machlokas, in any event, it is hektish. And Beishami Omrim, ain't no hektish. Beishami says, no, it is not hektish. So we have three examples. Again, why do we need all three? The Gemara will explain, not in today's shiur, but in tomorrow's shiur. Okay. Gemara starts off and says, Beishami Omrim, hektish v'chulei. Beishami says that a hektish betos is hektish, Beishami says it's not. And they're dealing over here with the first case, which is the person saying, Shor Shachor, the black ox that comes out first will be hektish, and then a white one comes out first. So Beishami says it's hektish, Beishami says it's not hektish. So the Gemara says, my tamayu Beishami, what is the rationale behind Beishami saying that it's hektish? So the Gemara says, the Alfinan, they learn out the dinum of hektish from the dinum of tmura. The Alfinan trilas hektish, misof hektish. The Rosh explains that this idea or explanation of trilas hektish is a reference to tmura. Tmura is a din of the Torah, which I always say, we could dispense with an entire mesechta, tmura, in the Gemara, if people did it right. Tmura is all if you did it wrong. Whether you did it wrong for a good purpose or a bad purpose, they tov l'ra, you're not allowed to make a tmura. So you designated cow number one to be your carbon. And then a better cow comes along, because you're a nice guy, you say, let's exchange cow number two for cow number one. And this way I'll give a better carbon. So the answer is you're not allowed to do that. And not only is cow number one still a carbon, but now cow number two is a tmura. And that's doing it latol. The guy has a good heart and he's doing it for good. Or the guy could be stingy and he says, well, cow number one, that's a very expensive cow. I'm going to give scrawny cow number two instead. And he says, I'll exchange cow number two for now number one. It also doesn't work. That not only is cow number one in this situation still hektish, but cow number two also gets hektish. That's tmura. You're not allowed to do this for good or bad. If a person did it, however, it does take effect. But in the sense that only the second cow is also Kodesh, not that the first cow loses its Kedusha. There's no Tmura. You can't effectuate this exchange, but in fact, you just made a second item Kodesh. So, the din of Tmura, as the Rosh explains in the top Rosh over here, is that Sof Hektish is called, Tmura is called Sof Hektish, the ultimate Hektish that occurs with the Tmura. So we learn out the Alfinan, Trilas Hektish Misof Hektish. We learn out this din of making something Hektish in the first place from the dinum of Tmura. And how is that? Ma Tmura Afilu Betos. Tmura takes effect even if it's a mistake. So too, Af Hektish Afilu Betos. So too, Hektish takes effect even if it's a mistake. Now, how do we know that Tmura takes effect even if it's a mistake by Tmura? So that's based upon Psukim. As you again see in the top Rush, picking up where we left off, we just said, let's read from the very top of the Rosh. So, Tmura kari sof hektish, lefi shekdushasa ba mikoach acheris. The kedusha of the Tmura comes into existence because there's already something that's kadosh. So, ma Tmura, and by Tmura, afilu betos, it is going to be hektish. And how do we know this? Kidamrinan bitmura, like the pasuk is learned in the Gemara in Tmura, it says, pirish, yesh bikarbanos, yea, it says the extra word yea, lirabos shoge kimezit. So we have an extra word yeah there to teach us Vahaya hu utmuraso yeah kodesh. So the extra word yeah comes to teach us that not only is the first one still retaining its kedusha, but the second one, the tmura, also has kedusha. And that's true, even the extra word yeah teaches it even if it's a mistake. So therefore, by tmura, the din is that hektish betos is hektish. So ma tmura afilu betos. So to Beishami says the same din applies to general hektish, af hektish afilu betos. That's Beishami's understanding. No, what does Beisil do with that pasuk? Beisil omrim, no. How do you mean tmura? That's a din by tmura. We don't disagree with you at all by tmura. However, av achuse hektish betos lo matzina. But by general hektish, we don't make this. It's not a binyanav. It's a specific din by tmura. And you can't generalize it to other areas of hektish. And therefore, in other areas, a mistake in hektish is not hektish. Now, Gemara says, ule Beishami, according to Beishami, ma ilu omar. The question on Beishami is, if a person were to say, Hare ze tachas ze l'chatziyayom. If a person says, yes, this shall become a tmura, but not right now at 9 o'clock in the morning, it will become a tmura at 12 o'clock in the afternoon. At noon, it will become a tmura. So, harei zeh tachazeh, but not right now, l'chatziyayom. So what's the din? Mi havi a tmura meha ishaita? Isn't a tmura from 9 o'clock in the morning? No, of course not. Elo ad demati chatziyayom. Who havi a tmura? Only at 12 o'clock does it then become a tmura. Until then, it doesn't become a tmura. In other words, only when what you said occurs does it become a tmura. So to Hochanami in our Mishnah, lechi migalia milsa, where the person said, I want the first black ox that comes out to be hektish, so if a white ox comes out, it's as if it was 10 o'clock in the morning. It's not chal until noon. It's not chal until 12 o'clock by tmura. So to over here, until the Shahar comes out first, it's not considered hektish. That should be the din. El adamati chatzi ayom, just like tmura, it doesn't take effect at 9 o'clock in the morning, it only takes effect at 12 o'clock, hochanami, so too over here, l'chi migal yamilsa, when it happens, when gili milsa occurs, when the black ox comes out first, only then is it hektish. But if the black ox doesn't come out first, then it's not hektish. So therefore, we have a kasha on Beis Shammai. So Rav Papa gives us a different understanding. The Rosh adds the words Elo Amar Rav Papa. He says, yes, that Kasha on Beis Shammai is a valid Kasha. If you're learning it out from Tmura, so then that wouldn't work. So Elo Amar Rav Papa. Rav Papa explains Beis Shammai in the following manner. Lekach Nemar Rishon. The word Rishon here was the critical word. The man said, Amar Shor Shachar Shiyetze Mibisi Rishon. Lekashiyetze Rishon is the critical word. And therefore, in other words, the black ox is a side point, but it has to come out rishon. So the first black ox that comes out, that's the one that's kadosh, not the white one. So Rav Papa understands it in a different way than we just explained, that the first one that came out, no matter what, even if it was white, is hektish. No, Rav Papa says that the first black one that comes out, that's the one that I meant to be hektish. That's Rav Papa's understanding of Beis Shammai. And as the Rosh points out, and we'll learn mostly from the Rosh here, the Tosfos are found for a reason, I'm not sure, on Daf Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph. So it's easier for us to learn from the Rosh. Often the Rosh and Tosfos are saying almost the same thing. So if you look in the Rosh, Dibra Matzal Omer Papa, so the Rosh says, Kolomar, Vadai Mitzmura Lo Matzi Beishami Lemelav, L'shanus Ma Shehotzi Befiv. You can't learn out from Tmura because you can't change around what the person said, as we just pointed out, the Kashon Beishami. El, the time of the Beis Shammai, the reasoning of Beis Shammai is, Mishum demitarse lidibure, we explain what he said, Shor Shachor Shiotza Mibesi Rishon, we explain that, Hachi, in the following way, Shor Shachor Shiyetze Mibesi Rishon, Lashchorim, that of the black ones is Kadosh. Mahavalele Meimar, and it should have said, El Amara Pop, as I pointed out, that's where the Rush changes the gears here, El Mishum Delo Huskar Amora B'Teretz, since it didn't give us the name of the Amora that explained it this way, so therefore it just didn't say the word Ella. So Lav Kamar Ella, but it really is Ella. So Rav Papa's understanding of Beis Shammai Shita is not based upon Tmura, but it is that the person's statement has to be understood when he says Shor Shachar Shiyetzi V'Beis Rishon means the first black one that comes out of your house. So the fact that a white one came out first is irrelevant. And that's why Beis Shammai says that it's hektish in this situation, the first black one that comes out, even though it's not the first ox that comes out. That's Rav Papa's understanding of Beis Shammai. This leads to several questions, though. Number one, V'Hor Shor Shachar Kamar, he said, the first black ox, Milo Askinan Delesle Elahai, it implies he only has a single black ox. So how could he mean the first of the black oxen to come out? Because it implies that there's only a single black ox. The word says that's simple. Lo tzricha, this late train, plus. No, it doesn't mean that he only has one black ox. He has several black oxen, and two or three, or any number. And he's saying the first of those black oxen to come out, despite the fact that a white ox might have come out first, that's not what he intended. That's Beis Shammai's understanding, according to Rav Papa. Beis Hillel Omer, no. If that were so, Im Cain, he should have just said, Shiyetze Barishon, Miboyle. Why did he add Mibesi? The word Mibesi is unnecessary. As the Rosh explains over here, in Dibra Maskel, Hochi Garcin, Ubeis Hillel, Im Cain, Shiyetze Rishon Miboyle, he says, Avo Midikomar Mibesi, from the extra word Mibesi, it's Mashma, im shor shachor yetzim ben abayis tchila. It's only if that's the first one that comes out. And even though he is saying the first black ox that comes out, but it has to be also the first ox that comes out from the X word mibesi. Okay, this is Rapapa's understanding of the machlokas b'sham and b'sil. Now, we still have some questions on Rapapa. Amalei Rava mi Barnish l'Ravashi. Rava, this is not the famous Rava that we have throughout Shas. This is Rava who comes from a town called Barnish. He asks the following question to Ravashi. Hi, Hektish b'tozo? Hektish b'kavonahu? Wait a second, then what's the mistake over here? If you're reinterpreting Rapapa b'shamay to say that I only mean the first black ox that comes out, and despite the fact that a white ox might come out first, that's not what I meant. I meant the first black ox of my several black ox to come out first. I'm making hektish, so then where's the toes? That's exactly what he said. The way Rapapa's explaining b'shamay, there is no toes. How can you tell me that this is hektish b'tosu? And that's what the Mishnah says. Hektish b'tosu is hektish. And then he gives us as an example. Hektish b'kavonahu. This is exactly, according to Rav Papa, what Beis Shammai said the person intended. So where's the toes? So the boy says, no. The toes is, b'shum da'ataye l'dibura kama. It's because we are having to explain what he said. On the simple surface, there's a contradiction over here. He says, the first ox that comes out of my house, that's black. So what did he mean? So therefore, we have to explain he meant the first black ox that comes out and not the first ox that comes out of his house, even if it's white. So therefore, since we have to go and explain what he said, so that's the quote, toes. As the Rosh says in Dibur HaMaschil, Hai Hekdish B'Chavonah, he says, Shetiburo Eino Mashma Kol Kach Lehedja. It's not so clear what he's saying, and you need to explain it. Ulahochi karule hektish betos, and that's why they use this expression. It's hektish betos. Kolomar hektish shedome tzas lutos. It could have been misunderstood what he said, and therefore anu mifarshin dvarav. We have to explain what he said. The low heavy toes that it's not a mistake, and therefore it's kadosh. So that's what hektish betos means according to the Gemara's understanding. Now, Gemara still questions this and says, wait a second. What you're now holding is v'sabri v'shamei hektish v'tos lo ave hektish. Based upon Rav Papa's understanding in the way that we just explained, what does it mean v'tos? It would mean that it's not really a mistake. It's just an interpretation that could have been different, and therefore we're telling you what he really intended, and therefore it's not a tos. So then that would imply that v'shamei in fact does not hold the shita that they hold throughout Shas. Hektish v'tos is in fact hektish. So you're telling me, the Gemara says, are therefore, is Beis Shammai's opinion, the Sabri Beis Shammai hektish, those low heavy hektish? Now you're interpreting it that Beis Shammai agrees with Beis Hillel throughout Shas, that hektish v'tos is not hektish. That's not true. Well, it's not. But we have a Mishnah, which we're going to learn in Yitz Hashem on the end part of the Shia today, on Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, and it says over there in the Mishnah, Misha Nadar B'Nazir, if somebody takes upon himself to be a Nazir, V'Nishal L'Chachomim, and then he has Charota, and he goes to the Beis Din, and he says, I wish to go and have this neder nishal on. I want it to be made hatoras based in vitiru. And based in is matir the neder. So in this situation, if while he was a nazir, he had set aside and designated an animal, or all three animals, the Ola, the Chatas, and the Shlom, and four in his Aziris, so he was mefarish it. So in this situation, since the Hadaras Nadarim uproots it meyikaro, so this animal is not considered hektish. Teitze v'sira bo'eder. So the Mishnah states that the animal is free. It's not ira achi yistayiv. It's totally free. It's just going out pasture with the rest of the animals, and is considered regular chulin. So that's what the Mishnah says. And on that Mishnah, Armu Beis Hillel Levei Shammai, Beis Hillel says to Beis Shammai, you see, Iyatemodim Shehektish B'Tosu, isn't this a classical case of Hektish B'Tosu? The person thought he was a Nazir, but then it turns out he does a Torah, the Darman, he's not a Nazir, so his Makdish, this animal, is a mistake, a Tos, and yet the Mishnah clearly says, that the animal is Chulin, so the Hektish goes away. Hektish B'Tosu goes away. Don't you agree with us? Now, that implies that they don't agree with Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel is saying, oh, you should paskin like us because of this Mishnah. But the implication certainly is that Beis Shammai doesn't hold that hektish v'tos is not a hektish. They would hold, well, that Miklal, that you see from here, the implication, the Savri Beis Shammai hektish v'tos heavy hektish. So Kasha on you, Rav Papa, why don't you explain it, the simple way that, in fact, hektish b'toz is hektish. Instead of giving us this modification of the words, mishum da'atayeh l'dibure kama, no, it's hektish b'toz, it's hektish according to Beis Shammai. So Gemara says, no. Elo Beis Hillel hu dekoto. The Gemara answers, according to Rapapa, that it's Beis Hillel who misunderstood what Beis Shammai said. They thought, Savrei Tamayo de Beis Shammai, they understood that the reasoning of Beis Shammai is Mishum de Hektish Vitoz of a Hektish, and therefore they're questioning Beis Shammai over here. But in fact, Beis Shammai doesn't hold like that, we want to now suggest. And that's why, Amri Lohom Beis Shammai would respond to Beis Hillel, no, Lav Mishum Hektish Vitozu, the reason that we said in our Mishnah that the person saying, I want the first black ox to come out to be a Hektish is not because of Hektish B'toz. No, El Mishum Da'atayeh L'Diburei Kama. It's exactly what we explained, according to Rapapa, that we have to reinterpret the words of the person. We could have thought he meant that, but in fact he means this. But Beis Shammai holds that Hektish B'toz, in fact, is low, heavy, Hektish. So that's the way Rapapa would explain this and the Mishnah on the Omid Beis. Mora still is not happy. Mora says, "Besavri Beis Shammai hektish toz lo hektish." Really, you really want to insist that Beis Shammai's opinion is that hektish toz is not hektish? But the following Mishnah, which is on Daf Lamed Beis, Mitzvah Hashem tomorrow Shir, Toshma, the Mishnah says, "Hayu mahalchim aderech." You have a number of people walking. We'll see that ultimately there are six people that are walking over here on the road. And we turn to Lamed Aleph Lamed Beis, the Echad Bo Kinektor, and you have Reuven coming towards them. So you have these six people that are walking together, and they see Reuven coming towards them. The Omar, Echad, and one of the six, we'll call him number one, he says, Hireini Nazir Shezeh Ploni. I take upon myself a Naziris, I think that that guy coming towards us is Reuven. And if I'm right, that guy is Reuven, then I'm a Nazir. Number two says, V'Echad Omar, no, Hireini Nazir Shezeh Ploni, you're totally wrong. And in fact, I'm a Nazir if that guy is not Reuven. So one of them is definitely wrong. Number one says, I'm a Nazir if it's Reuven. Number two says, I'm a Nazir if it's not Reuven. Now, number three comes along and says, Hareini Nazir, She'echad became Nazir. I'm going to be a Nazir if one of you two is a Nazir. Number four then says, no, I'll be a Nazir, Hareini Nazir, She'ein echad became Nazir, that neither of you is a Nazir. Okay? Number five then says, I'm going to be a Nazir, Hareini Nazir, She'shtechem Nazirim, that both of you are Nazirim. And number six says, "Shareini Nazir, I'm going to be a Nazir. Shekulcham Nazirim, that all of you are Nazirim." So in this situation, who's a Nazir? So Beis Shammai holds, Beis Shammai Omim, Kulam Nazirim. Every single one of them is in fact a Nazir. Now, what do we see from here? All of them in this situation, Beis Shammai Omim, Kulam Nazirim. What must it be? V'ha'ocha hektish b'tosu. It's certainly a mistake. The guy is either Reuven or he's not Reuven. Some of them should be Nazirim, some of them should not be Nazirim over here, so this is definitely Hektish B'tosu, and nevertheless, Uktani Kulam Nazirim, and nevertheless it says that all of them are Nazirim, so clearly this Mishnah is a perfect example of Beis Shammai holding that Hektish B'tos is in fact Hektish. And you can see this in the top rush over here, the Ramasul Toshma, where he says, Klomar, Imzeh HaHolech Kinegdo Reuven, if the guy coming towards them is Reuven. So then the first person said, Hareini Nazir. And then the second person said, Abayz Amar, Im Einze Ruvein, Hareini Nazir. Gimel Amar, Lebeiz Harishonim, Hareini Nazir. Im Echad Mikem Nazir, if one of you are. And then the fourth one says, Adalad Amar, Lebeiz Harishonim. He says about the first two, Hareini Nazir, Im Einechad Mikem Nazir, if neither of you is a Nazir. The fifth one says, Amar, Lebeiz Harishonim, Hareini Nazir, Im Shteicha Nazir, if both of you are Nazirim. And the last one, the Abav Amar, Lechol Ha-hey, the first five, Hareini Nazir, Im Kulcham Nazirim. So in this situation, Beis Shammai says all of them are Nazirim. Kol Havav Shehitfisu Kulam Nazirim. Every one of the first six people is a Nazir. Now, the Rosh says, V'afal Gav D'Nazir Tosu Sheshnayim Arishonim Machishim Zezeh. The two first ones cannot both be Nazirim. He's either Reuven, he's not Reuven. Shema'echod Nazir Ein Abayz Nazir. If the first one is a Nazir, certainly the second one's not a Nazir. And therefore, v'divrei hei v'vav, v'adai listenu. Numbers 5 and 6 cannot be, because it can't be number 5, who says that both of you are Nazirim, and it can't be number 6, who says that all of you beforehand are Nazirim. Nevertheless, even though Vade listenu, afilu hochi, kamar dekulam nazirim. He says, nevertheless, all of you are nazirim. Vuhu adin hektish b'toz. And therefore, we want to bring a raya to our Mishnah that hektish b'toz, if the person says, shor shocha yetzi mi besi rishon, v'yotso lovan, af agab delo niskayim mudvarv, even though it's hektish b'toz, have a kadosh. And therefore, kasha on Rapapa's understanding of Beis Shammai, that it's not hektish b'toz, have a hektish. So the Gemara gives a very interesting teretz. Amri, the Gemara says, in fact, the halacha is sabri Beis Shammai hektish b'toz have a hektish. You're right. This is a shas machlokas. Beis Shammai says, if you make a mistake in hektish, nevertheless, the item is hektish. You thought it was this, it said something else, it is hektish. If you said it's hektish, even though it's a mistake. Our Mishnah? Hacha, in this situation, lo. That's not the rationale. Rav Papa's rationale is that we're saying that we have to reinterpret his words in our Mishnah. It's not based upon hektish b'toz, it's just based upon reinterpreting his words in our Mishnah. Albeit, in general, Beis Shammai does hold hektish b'toz, heavy hektish. So now we've completed the understanding of Rav Papa. He's not arguing that Beis Shammai's opinion is in general, across Shas, hektish b'toz, is in fact low heavy hektish. He's agreeing that Beis Shammai's opinion throughout Shas is hektish b'toz is hektish. But in our Mishnah, you don't need to apply that rule. In our Mishnah, we're just reinterpreting the person's words. Okay, that's Rav Papa. Abai gives us a different understanding of Beis Shammai. Abai Omar, lo kosolka daitoch dekoy mitzafra. Don't think in your mind that we're talking about this is all what will happen in the future, that the person is saying this mitzafra means in the morning. Don't think that. Ella, the Mishnah should be read as follows. Ella hocha b'mayaskinin. What is our Mishnah? Don't read the word she yetze, that will go out, but read it she yotza, that it already happened. The koyim b'tiara. We're actually talking about the middle of the day. Tiara means in the height of the day, at noon. The Omar, and the person said at noon about what happened at 9 o'clock in the morning. And he said, the Omar, the person in our Mishnah is saying, I want shor shachar she yotza, past tense, not she yetze, future tense. The Omar shor shachar she yotza mi beis rishon at 9 o'clock in the morning. That first black ox that came out of my house at 9 o'clock in the morning, that should be hektish, levy hektish. And now the people tell him, hey, the black ox wasn't the first one that came out. The Omar lay, they tell him, lovin nofak. In fact, the first ox that came out of your house was a white ox. The Omar lahon, and he tells the people around him, if I had known that it was a white one that came out, lo armishacha, then I wouldn't have used the word black. In other words, I meant that the white one that comes out first would be hektish. It didn't matter to me whether it was the white one or the black one. I thought it was the black one. That's what he said. The first black ox that came out is hektish. No, it was a white ox. That's what I meant. I meant the white ox. I didn't mean specifically the black one. I meant the first one that comes out of my house. So Abaye reinterprets the Mishnah as talking about an event that already occurred. And when he said black, it was a mistake on his part. And that's why Beis Shammai says, hektish b'toz, have a hektish. And as the Rush explains over here in Diba Matzah, Hochmaya Skin, and he says, we're dealing over here, Bitiara, Bitsoharayim, in the middle of the day. Achar Shiyatsu Kwar Kol Hashuram, after all the oxen had come out. And therefore, when the person said, Omar Shar Shachar Sheyotsa Kwar Mibesi, Rishon Yehe Hektish, that first one that comes out should be Hektish. And they tell him, no, it was a white one, normally Lavan Nofak. And he said, V'Omar, if I had known that it was the white one that had come out first, I would have said lovan. I would have said the word lovan. That's one way to understand this. Alternatively, the Rosh says you could understand it. The al whichever one comes out first, that's what he intended. The fact that he said it was black, he thought he knew their feet pattern. He thought he knew the way the animal walked, what he heard. He just said, that sounds like the black one. The taw, and he made a mistake. Vayasavur lefi hakol, from what he heard, from the pattern of the feet, shashachar yotzarishon. He mistakenly thought that was the black one that came out. Ulakachamar, and that's the only reason why he said shachar. The hektish b'toz, hektish. And even though he mistakenly thought it was a black one, but since he said it should be kadosh, it is kadosh. The alfina mitur, that we do in fact learn it out according to Abaye from Temura. However, But don't learn it that he's saying it in the morning and he's talking about it in the future. That's not what we're talking about. And therefore, this is Abaye's understanding of Beis Shammai. More questions this and says, really? Are you telling me that we're dealing with an event that already occurred? The guy standing in the middle of the day at noon saying this is what happened in the morning? Look at the next part of the Mishnah. The second part, as well as the third part, it's certainly talking about the future. Here you have Shia'aleh, not Sha'Allah. So Gemara says, yeah, it's me, Sha'Allah. So read it, Sha'Allah. And the same thing with the Chavish Shoyayin. How can you tell me that it's talking about a past event? Chavish Shoyayin Shetaleh, that I will bring out. So Gemara says again, Tani Sha'Allah. According to Abaye, you have to change around the gears in the first, second, and third part of the Mishnah. Say it's Sheyotzah rather than Sheyetzeh. Say that it is Sheolah rather than Shetaleh. And say that it's Sheolsa rather than Shetaleh. Okay. Mara now brings down Rav Chista. Amar Rav Chista. Rav Chista says, we know in general that a black ox, uchma b'chivra lakya, that a black ox is not as good as a white ox. That's a fact. The black oxen were not considered as good as the white oxen. And in fact, if you have a black ox in your herd, lakya, it makes the value of this herd. Let's say you have 10 oxen over there. And if you're selling 10 white ox, you'll get, $10,000. If you're selling 9 white and 1 black, you'll only get $9,000. So ukma, a black one, b'chivra, amongst the white ones, lakya, is a negative for the entire, it's as if you're hit. It's as if it's not worth the same as having all white oxen. And by the way, Rav Chista says, if you have chivra, if you have a white part, you have some white hair, be'uchma, on a black one, that's also considered lakya. It's also considered as if it's hit, as if it's not as good, and this will make it also go down in value. So if it's not pure black, it has black with some white spots on it, that's also not good. That's what Rav Chista tells us are the general rules of oxen. So the Gemara questions Rav Chista based upon our Mishnah. Wait a second. Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, the person said, Shachar sheyetze mibesi rishon hekdish. They'll go like the first understanding, not like Abaye's understanding, but like Rav Papa's understanding that it's going on an event that will happen in the future. And the person says, a black ox sheyetze mibesi that comes out of my house, rishon, will be hekdish. Now, kasolka daitan ki makdish, when a person is makdish something, we presume that a person is not makdish something but ayin yofa. Ki makdish, when a person is makdish something but ayin raw makdish. We assume a person is not the most grandiose and beneficent person. A person is a little bit stingy. And therefore, we assume the default position is that a person will not be makdish something in the best possible way, he'll be mocked as something but ayin ra, in a little bit more of a negative way. So if the choice was, I'll be mocked as something worth $1,000, whether something worth $900, and we don't know which one he meant, we assume he meant the $900 one. So kosalka daitan, we're assuming that in general people are stingy. Ki makdish, when a person is mocked as something but ayin ra makdish. So in this situation, how would you say the Amri Beishamai heavy hektish? So he intended the black one should be, which is less value according to Rav Chista. So then why do we say that if the white one comes out first, the white one is hektish? Like one of the ways that we understood the Mishnah, that the white one should be hektish, not the first black one that comes out, but it means the first one that comes out, the white one. But that goes against this rule that a person is makdish ba'ayin raw, with a less than favorable way of being makdish. That goes against what Rav Chista said. Rav Chista said that the black ones are worth less than the white ones, so then why are we saying that the white one is hektish? That would be ba'ayin yofeh. So Gemara says, Ela wad, Ela mai, ba'ayin yofeh makdish. So then, maybe Rav Chista holds that a person is makdish bi'ayin yofeh and not bi'ayin ra. The person is a very generous person, and when he's makdish something, he means to give the $1,000 one and not the $900 one if there's a suffek. So then, look at the second case of the Mishnah. That doesn't work. Dinar shozov shiyala biyodi rishon. The person said, the first gold coins that comes out, I want that to be hektish. And then what comes out? V'yala kesef. But a silver coin comes out, and nevertheless, b'shami yomim hektish. If you're telling me b'ayin yofeh, so then that shouldn't be hektish. The silver coin should become hektish. Shmuel says, and what? You don't have a problem? Velamai, b'ayin ra maktish. So you're telling me that a person is normally maktish b'ayin ra. So then, look at the barrel of wine and the barrel of oil. The third case of the Mishnah. Chavish or yayin shetala b'yodi rishon. The person says, the first barrel of wine that comes out, that should be hektish. But instead, olo shel shemen, and he pulls out shemen. Now, shemen is worth more than wine. Beishame says, nevertheless, omrin hektish. So how can you tell me b'ayin ra? For shemen odif b'yayin. Shemen is more valuable than wine. So the second case and the third case seem to be a contradiction to each other. The second case, it seems to be that the person is going with a ayin raw type of approach, because he said gold and it turns out to be silver. But the third case, it seems to be going with an ayin yafe approach. He said wine, which is less expensive, and the oil, which is more expensive, is hektish. So there seems to be a contradiction between the second and third parts of the Mishnah. Shmuel says, no. If that's your only problem, imishum ha, if that's your only problem, lo kasha, there is no problem, because we're dealing here not in the general area where wine is less expensive than oil, but begalila shana, we're dealing with the galil. And in the galil, wine is more expensive than oil. So both of them, the second and the third case, and we can explain in the first case as well, ba'ayin raw, a person is machdish, because in the galil, the chamra odif mimishal, wine is more expensive than oil. So therefore, a mishnah can be in accord with the opinion that ba'ayin raw, a person is machdish. So Gemara says, okay, the reisha still is a problem then. Reisha kashla ruchista. Ruchista says that the black ox is less expensive than the white ox, so then how come the white ox is kadosh? That's the ayin yofeh. And we're saying that the mishnah goes second and third cases ba'ayin raw. So how do you explain ruchista? So again, we'll have to say that the first case is also dealing with ayin raw, but if Rav Chisda says that black oxen are normally less expensive than the white oxen, how do you explain that? So I'm a lover of Rav Chisda will tell us, ki amre, when I was talking about bitora, what type of oxen was I talking about? Bitora de karminoi. In karminoi, the white oxen are much more valuable, but in the Mishnah, it's the black ox is actually much more valuable. Black ones are more expensive. So therefore, it goes in accord. Even the first part of the Mishnah goes in accord where the person is makdish be ayin raw. So that's why he said, I'll do the black one, which is more expensive. But then if the white one comes out, we say a person is makdish be ayin raw, and therefore the white one is kadosh. So Rav Chisda doesn't pose any problem to our understanding of the Mishnah, like the first way we understood it, like Rav Papa. But still we have a seeming stira in what Rav Chisda said, because Rav Chisda taught us that the black ones in general are less expensive than the white ones, except for the oxen that come from Kamenoi. But then, the Omer Rav Chisda also told us that Uchma Lemashke, that the normal usage for the black oxen was to go and shech them and to use their hides. And the red oxen, Sumka, are normally good for eating, Lebisre. Their meat is especially choice. And the white oxen, Chivra, they're normally used Luraja. They're normally used for plowing. But wait a second. Omer Rav Chisda, Uchma Bechivra Lakya. But Rav Chisda had just previously taught us that the black ones aren't as good as the white ones. So here, how can you tell me that it would depreciate, it would cause a loss in the value of the herd? Instead of selling 10 white ones, you're selling 9 white ones and a black one. But the black ones are very valuable for their hides, as we just said, ukma lemashche. So the hide is very, very good. So why would the black one, amongst all the white ones, cause a loss of value? It seems to be a stira in Rav Chisda. So Gemara says, no, again, ki amre betora de karminoi. When Rav Chisda made his remark, he was talking about, again, the Torah of karminoi, where the black ones, in fact, are less valuable. The white oxen in karminoi are more valuable. So his statement that a black ox amidst all the white oxen, that's going to make it worth less, that's only in karminoi. And every place else, the black oxen are more valuable, and therefore, there is no stira over here to say these different statements of Rav Chisda, they all fit in with each other. Okay, next Mishnah. Misha Nadar Benazir, we quoted this already on the Omer Aleph. If a person says, I accept upon myself to be a Nazir, but then he has Charata, V'nishal L'chacham, and he goes to Talmud Chacham to get Hatar Sadarim, but the Talmud Chacham doesn't find the Pesach, and he says, no, you're still a Nazir. V'asaru, and he says, sorry, I can't find the Pesach to be Mati your Neder. Again, it's usually a based in, albeit technically it could be a single individual, but we had pointed out previously in the Darim that it's really talking about a based in. In any event, in this situation, So his original Zeris still is in effect. Mone Mishor Shenada. So he doesn't have any interruption with his Zeris. He's been a Nazir the whole time. He started 10 days ago. He now goes on day 10 to be Shoal on it. The Chacham can't find a Heter, and there is no Ataras Adarim, so he's still now on day 10 of his Zeris. Nishal Chacham Vitiro. However, if there was a Pesach of some sort, and their matir is neder, so then, if he had designated an animal on day 5, now on day 10, the Naziris is uprooted, so this animal is, in retrospect, not hektish. So, this animal is absolutely now pure chulin, even though on day 5 it was made hektish, but now on day 10, when they do ataras nedarim, it uproots the entire Naziris, and therefore, this neder that he made, that this animal or these animals would be his korbanos for his Naziris, they are no longer in effect, and the animals are chulin. And Amar Beisel Beis Shammai, this is what we pointed out. Beisel said to Beis Shammai, don't you see over here that this Mishnah says that it's chulin? This is certainly a case of hektish betos, because on day 5 he thought it was a nazir, and now on day 10 it turns out that he's not a nazir because he has a taras nedarim. So this is a hektish betos. And nevertheless it says it's chulin, it is chulin, so don't you agree with us? So the proper girsa should be over here, not Amar Lehen, but Amar Lehen, Beis Shammai is plural. So Beis Shammai responds back, Amar Lehen, Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai says to Beis Hillel, no, Iyatem Modim, don't you agree with us? In the famous case of Meiser Behema, the din of Meiser Behema is that every 10th animal that you have that's born in the same year has to be brought as a carbon, known as Meiser Behema. Now, the Baalim get to keep this carbon. You don't give it to the Levi. The Baalim get to keep this, but they have to bring it as a carbon. And the way we know that you do this is that you have them go through a corral, and only one goes through at a time. And you count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and number 10, you slap some red paint on it, and that becomes your Meiser Behema. Now, B'mi, don't you agree with us? Beis Shammai says to Beis Hillel Temodim, B'mi Shatov V'Korolachi Yasiri, the person's making a mistake. And he calls number 9, 10 by accident. He calls 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, he gets distracted, and he says 10. So he calls number 9 going through 10. Or he says, V'Lasiri, he calls number 10, 9. So, or he calls La'achad Asar number 11, he by accident gets mixed up, and he calls that one also number 10. So, the din is Shehu Mikudish. All of them in this situation, any one of these mistakes is hektish. So, isn't that hektish betos? Don't you agree with us? So, how can you tell us that you say that hektish betos is lo'avi hektish? So, how does Beis Hillel respond? I'm on Beis Hillel. Mishnah tells him, Beis Hillel says, no, that's incorrect. Lo. Hashevet kitchu, because when he designated it, so that's his designation. The putting the red paint on it, hitting it with the shevet, with the stick, so that's what makes it hektish. Uma ilu ta, because I'll show you what happens if he made a mistake. And he said, v'niach ze shevet al shmini v'al shneimasar, if he did it on number 8, or he did it on number 12, so shema also klum, did he do anything? Absolutely not. Ella, kosov shekide shuasiri, the Torah tells us that when he made number 9 into number 10, that, in fact, makes it hektish. That's a Xeris HaKosov that works over here, because the Shevet has the ability to make number 9 or number 11 into hektish. And we turn to Lamed Beis, Amud Aleph, where it says, V'es Achadasar, it also can make number 11 into hektish. So this is a good break point. We'll stop the shir over here, and we'll reread the Mishnah tomorrow. But with this, we conclude today's shir. Have a wonderful day.